Buddy Capers. Bewitching conglomeration of fun and foolishness, Comedy Capers. And if you hear us talking about Red Riding Hood, Jack Horner, and Mother Goose, please don't think we're crazy, because this time we dedicate Comedy Capers to fables. Three little pigs. Number one, oh, I don't mean to get personal, but anyway, the three little pigs were afraid of the big bad wolf. One of the actors came up and asked me if I was afraid of the big bad wolf, and just to be a pal, I said, why, yes. And he said, well, so were the other little pigs. Ow, ow, just skip it all well, anyway. But let's forget little pigs and talk about little deers. Here's a little deer, Shirley Reed, and she's going to sing You Got Everything.
Everything I've wowed about. Say, honey, you got everything. Things I just can't do without. Your smile is like a rainbow, full of good news. You make my little old heart go bye, 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 blues. Oh, you've got everything. This, that, these, and those. Say, honey, you've got everything. Smile, start, clap, and glow. I forgot to mention that I'm the pineapple something. That's what you've got, everything. Oh, honey, say you've got everything. Everything I've wowed about. Say, honey, you've got everything. Things I just can't do without. Your smile is like a rainbow, full of good news. You make my little old heart go bye, 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 blue. Oh, you've got everything. Got everything. Smile, star, clap, and close. I forgot to mention that I'm the pineapple something. That's what you've got, everything.
That was Shirley Reed, ladies and gentlemen, who denies she ever attempted to drink Mr. Aesop under the fable. Now, what have we here? Little Bo Peep and Little Boy Blue? No, wrong again. That's a habit of mine. It's only Norma and Monty.
Say, Mr. Post, did you notice that funny-looking fellow following me around outside there?
Why, yes, Norma, I did.
I want to tell you a fable about him. Okay. You know, I used to go to school with him, and he had the awfulest hair lip you ever heard.
Oh.
Why, it was so bad you couldn't understand a word he'd say. If he was reciting in class or telling you a secret, it all sounded the same. He'd come up to you and he'd say, You were supposed to say yes or no. Well, I haven't seen him for a long time, and now he's out here in the studio, and if he should come in here and start to talk so you can hear him, don't laugh at him, because you know it might embarrass him.
Norma. How are you? I'm awfully glad to see you. How are you, anyhow?
Well, hello, Monty. I'm awfully glad to see you, too. How are you, anyhow?
Oh, I'm just fine, thank you. This is truly an unexpected pleasure to meet you here at Tom Poe's party.
Say, Monty, you know, you surprised me.
Is that so, Norma? How do I surprise you?
Well, how much better you're talking.
Oh, that's right. I haven't seen you since I was cured, have I? I'll tell you how it happened. I was on my way out to Colorado Springs a few years ago, and I got talking to a fellow on the train. You know how you'll do those things. I talked to him. He couldn't understand a thing I said, but I talked to him just the same. Well, anyhow, it turned out that this fellow was a doctor, and he gave me his card and told me to come up and see him, and he fixed me up. Well, when I got to Colorado Springs, I went up to see him, and Norma, he's got the greatest invention you ever saw in your life for fellows that have hair live.
No.
Absolutely. It's a rubber pallet that fits in the back of the throat. Wait a minute. I'll show you how it works. I'll take it out. And you can see how much better I talk when it's in there. And that's a fable. Say, Norma, will you marry me?
I should say I won't.
Oh, come on, marry me. I've only got two shirts. The work won't be hard.
Monty, won't be funny. You haven't any money.
Well, don't you worry, honey.
No.
'Cause we can live on love.
With my appetite, dear, you'll want to feed me right, dear.
Now, please don't start a fight, dear. 'Cause we can live on love.
I fear your cupboard is like Mother Hubbard.
No, unlike Mother Hubbard, I haven't even got the cupboard.
With not a single cent, dear, how will you pay the rent, dear?
Why, we'll just get ourselves a tent, dear, and we can live on love.
Thank you. Thank you, Norma and Marty. Another accident like that, and Norma and Marty will be disfabled for life. But here are the guardsmen who will have an unguarded moment and sing the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers.
The toy shop door is locked up tight and everything is quiet for the night when suddenly the clock strikes 12. The fun begun. Billiam, the dolls are in their best array. There's going to be a wonderful parade. Hark to the drum, oh, here they come, cries everyone. The first in line is Ben, the very mine. He's proud, he's allowed to be here today. Pressed his clothes and fired up his hood to a place on the end of the point. And no, diddly up, diddly up, and here they come. Diddly up, diddly up, bum, 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 as they go. Diddly up, oh, Jack and Jill and Jack and Bill are marching down the hunky dunky hill. And Buster Brown is taking down to Ned, Ned, Ned. Oh, Mother Goose and Little Boy Blue are marching with the women of the ship. And Riding Moon and the Big Man Wolf are here.
This program is dedicated to fables. You will observe the guardsmen entertained you by not singing,
"Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?"
And now the two bad boys of radio, the two-man stock company from the stockyards, Clark and Cleary, presenting the thrilling melodrama When Knighthood Was Impossible.
Take care, beware. Clark and Cleary are on the air.
Tell me, Leo, did you ever hear the fable about the tortoise and the hare?
What do you mean, the hare?
Oh, the hare is a rabbit.
A rabbit? Oh, I love rabbits. They're such innocent little things.
What do you mean, innocent? How can they be innocent and multiply the way they do? Don't be silly.
Why, Cliff, don't you like pets?
I got one pet, and that's all I can handle, my wife.
You and your wife do get along pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, the last couple of years, we've been pretty friendly.
I notice you always call her my own. Yes, my own. No, my own. Oh, that's a very pretty sentiment. Why do you always call her my own?
Because she's the only thing I have around the house that I'm not making payments on.
I see. Do you still have that old-fashioned cuspidor you used to have in your den?
The cuspidor? No, my wife got rid of that.
She did? Oh, boy, I bet you've missed that a lot.
That's why she got rid of it.
Didn't I see you and your wife coming out of the doctor's office the other day?
Yeah, we weren't feeling so good.
Oh, what was the matter? Anything serious?
No, he just said we were both punch drunk, that was all.
Is your doctor an M.D.?
He's an M.D. except on baby cases.
Except on baby cases?
Yeah, then he's C.O.D. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a fable of brotherly love. It has to do with two school chums who have grown to manhood. One has become enormously rich and is a successful banker. The other hasn't fared so well. The scene is the luxuriant office of the banker who is president of the last National Bank. Come in.
Pardon me, Mr. Clark.
Yes, Jenkins?
There's a gentleman outside to see you, sir.
Who is he? What does he want?
He says his name is Cleary, sir. Leo Cleary.
Leo Cleary. Good old Leo Cleary. Send him in, Jenkins.
Very good, sir.
Leo Cleary, my old pal. I haven't seen him in years. This is a treat.
Hello, Cliff.
Well, Leo, you're a sight for sore eyes. Gosh, I'm glad to see you. How are things going?
Not so good, Cliff. That's why I came to see you about.
Why, of course. What is it?
Well, my wife's been practically an invalid for years.
Oh, that's too bad, Leo. I'm sorry.
And I have four children that aren't a bit well.
Oh, what a pity. What seems to be wrong?
Well, Cliff, to tell you the truth, they're not getting the proper nourishment. I've lost my job, and the landlord is threatening me with dispossession.
Oh, my poor pal, to think of you suffering like this, all this is unbearable.
Oh, I knew you'd understand.
Why, of course I understand.
I knew you'd see me through.
Why, certainly. What do you need?
Oh, just a few dollars.
Hello. Hello, Miss Thomas. Send Mr. Jenkins in to me at once.
My pal. Dear old Cliff.
You sent for me, Mr. Clark, sir?
Yes, Jenkins. Throw this guy out. He's breaking my heart.
And so our 15 minutes of funny fables comes to an end, as all good fables do, with the remark that they all lived happily ever after. And the same to you and many of them. This is Tom Poe saying goodbye, and remember, don't believe the traveling salesman. It might be just another fable.